That must have been ringing the bell. That's what that was. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday of Coffee Tea with me. And if you're new and this is your first call, well, welcome. Okay, you found a place where people get well and nobody judges anybody. So, with that being said, Robin, do you think we can... Okay, that's what I needed to do. All right. How many people here suffer migraines? Could you hit 5-star now? Is that right, Rob? 5-star?
Yes. Yes, okay. 5-star.
If you suffer from migraines, okay. So that makes, you know, more than one, I promise, okay? And one who's got a migraine, I believe, might not be here. You think T is really sick this morning, Robin?
Yes, she is, because I talked to her. She has a migraine.
Okay. Well, wrote a beautiful article about migraines, and we're going to repost it for those of you who get them, so you might pick up a tip or two that might help you with your migraines. All right. So with that being said, let's move on. Today's call is the essentials. And what do I mean by essentials? Well, in the last year, I focused on a campaign telling everyone more is not better. More is just more. And the reason I've done that is because I felt that so many of the things that are not essential, absolutely necessary to getting well, were being utilized in multiple ways by a majority of people. And that, in my opinion, could be one of the reasons that less people have gotten well in the last 2 years. So, of course, I've gone on with, my personal thought that more is just more. It's not necessarily better. And let me ask my friend, who we don't agree on a whole lot, and he does a ton of research, and I have great respect for anyone who can go to Peru twice and not get eaten by a tiger, lion, snake, or something. So, Donald, what do you think? Is more better, or am I right? More is just more.
Yeah, more can be a problem. I believe going light on everything, like supplements, and of course you got to take the proper dose, but more is not better.
Okay, so on that thought, I thought, let me do a call here on essentials and tell people exactly what they need in order to restore their health, and then anything else that they want to add, well, that's up to them, but it's not necessary for you to restore your health. So some of these things are free, okay? And some of them have been utilized in the past by people who came here and did not have money to start this protocol. So what did we do? We asked them to do the things that were free. And they were get more rest and sleep. You could do everything else, and if you don't do these things, you will not get well. Diet, okay? If you don't change the way you've been thinking about food, there's no chance of getting better. And then water. My friend Donald can tell you, but I muted him because he keeps knocking the lamp over. I keep, that none of us drink enough water, including myself. All right? And it's so important because it's a way that you can purge toxins without them coming through your skin and scaring you to death. Okay, so you've got to learn that you must drink more water. That's part of the first group of things that's actually free. And if you do those things, even if you can't afford the protocol, for 3 months consistently, you will see improvement. Next. And you got to have these things, or it doesn't work either. And that is Sovereign Silver, Logos Nutritionals, and WBS. Those three things are absolutely necessary. They have the synergy of our protocol. You got to pay for them. I'm really sorry. The best I could do was not take a commission, but to get discounts for everybody. Because, you see, I was sick before any of you, and I was suffering for 4 years. I was told I would die twice. Here I am, 16 years later, trying to get people, hey, just believe in me. Trust and do the things I ask. And try not to think too much about things that are not essential. Because this disease itself is going to cost you enough where you don't have to buy things that are not going to aid in your restoration. So now we're at 6. Okay, now the next thing is optional, okay? And what I mean by optional is no one gets denied, okay? And it's coaching, okay? People pay for coaching, and then there are people who can't afford coaching, and they apply for coaching, and they get free coaching. So coaching, I'm telling you, I can't count on 2 hands, not 2, not 10 people who I know got well through this website who did not get coaching, whether it be free or whether they paid for it. And there are a lot of people who are here for a very short period of time, and I think you might have listened to them, and that was Teddy and Dale. I mean, these boys, they got it. They did everything I asked, and I spoke to them 3 times a week, and these guys are going to get out of here in about a year, not 2 years, not 3. And then today I got someone really special, okay, who I believe has an opportunity to actually beat the Ellen of Troy record of 9 months. And I'm going to let her talk a little bit later on. So coaching, you afford it, you pay, okay? And I promise you, I'm the only thing on earth that hasn't raised their prices in 5 years. And I don't ask a lot for what I give. So, if you can't afford it, apply for it, you will get it. All right. After that, and those are 7, okay? Now, I came up with 9, and of course I didn't write them down until now, so I forgot 1. But I know for sure that the sum of the parts, meaning doing all of these things, these essential things, are going to be number 8, and they don't cost any money. Okay? And then the last thing, and I believe this is absolutely true, is a form of spirituality. Now, I don't tell anybody what to believe in and who to believe in and none of that. It's not my place. And the first 4 words in this welcome letter in the homepage are everyone is welcome here. But the people who have a love for life and a spirituality about them, I believe it's essential to get better. I believe without it, there's no way to get better, even if you did all this other stuff. People are going to say, this guy's nuts. Well, I'm not nuts. All right? I'm just someone who's been through so much more than all of you guys that I just act silly all the time. All right, now we got someone. Ah, we got Catherine of the Desert.
Thank you.
Gave up camel races. Catherine, did you see the latest picture I put of you in your evening dress?
I saw the one with the camel.
No, that one I knew you were going to hate when the camel's kissing that woman. But then I knew you were not all that thrilled, so I went out and found a really glamorous picture of you in an evening dress.
Oh, goody. I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, well, you better go over there and come back and tell me what you think.
Okay.
All right. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you.
So, I have a hand up, okay? Let's see if I can... Yes, Robin?
Yes, you forgot the very most important one. You started with diet. What did you tell me was the most important one of all?
Rest and sleep.
Yeah, rest and sleep.
Right, that's what I started with.
I didn't hear you.
I understand you didn't hear me, but you said what you just said, but that's all right. Not a problem.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
if anybody has a question about what I said here, okay, and it looks like, really, there are nine, and either five or six of them are free. You have to pay for the products. I can't help that. Anyhow, I'm going to handle questions. All right, now, I didn't see whose hand went up first, but I'm going to say that we're going to give the newest person who is going to be Patricia, 512-667. Is that Patricia? Hold on, I got to unmute you. Who is that? Oh, unmute her, Mel. All right. Come in, 512.
It's Gail.
Oh, okay. Hi, Gail. All right, everyone. Girl can cook. So if you're in the area where she lives, see if she's got the restaurant open.
My question, I didn't hear number six.
WPS.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. But don't give her a hard time over the food because this woman carries a lead pipe to kill snakes. All right. 845-845. Good morning. 845-845. Okay, so 845. 845, come in, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi. I just got my question answered by the last person, number six, so I wrote it down.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay, you know, we have the great eight, and that's something that people should look at and kind of try to grasp and get your hand around there or your head around there, because that's important. But the essentials, everything else that you people buy or are going to do is superfluous in my opinion, because most of it wasn't available, okay? And if you just focus, oh, there you are. Good morning, Ruth Ann.
Good morning, Mel.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't call and wake you up there.
You didn't need to do that. My alarm went off.
Yeah, when? 3 minutes ago?
No, about an hour and a half ago.
Oh, boy, slow start. All right, well, welcome. All right, see that Chrissy in Scotland has had to leave and come back a few times. All right, do we have any other questions? Questions, come on now. All right. Then my only guest today, and this could be a very short show, is someone that came to me in December, and very much like the boys who were here a couple of weeks ago, Dale and Eddie, signed up for coaching, ordered the protocol, and as she mentioned in a post that she wrote yesterday, she talks to me every morning that I work at 9 a.m. her time, every time. So I put in her post that she was on her way back from a business trip in Colorado back to the East Coast. And when I spoke to her this morning, I asked her how she felt. She said, great. And I'm telling you, to me, it's amazing that this person actually has a chance to beat the record of the quickest person who ever got well. And I don't want to put words in her mouth, so I'm going to introduce her as Lori, a.k.a. Lola the Fandango Dancer. So, good morning, Lori. And is it true you flew across the country yesterday?
I did. I live in Florida, and I flew to Denver. And back home in 2 days, I was there. And I feel great.
All right. Is it true that you have coaching three times a week?
Yes, I have unlimited coaching, and I call 3 days a week. even if I don't have any questions, I just like to touch base, and sometimes we just talk hockey. But yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that's helped me immensely, of course, is when I came to you in December, I was extremely sick and almost bedridden. I couldn't hold.
How long were you sick for?
I'm sorry? November 6th was the day that I went to the emergency room and couldn't function.
And how long did you feel you were sick for before that?
Well, I've had this disease for 6 years. However, I had... Mm-hmm.
That's what the point I wanted to get. People say, well, she must have only just got it. Well, no, she's had it for 6 years, which, again, is part of the reason I feel that her recovery time frame is insanely wonderful. I mean, it's incomprehensible. I've only seen it once, twice before, and now I'm seeing it three times in the last couple of months with three new people, and I'm wondering why. Why is that? So how many friends do you have?
I talk to Tia occasionally, but we talk more about recipes. You know, one thing I won't do is change the protocol at all. I won't. I take my pills every day, even when I'm traveling. I mean, I was in the on the plane mixing my WPS in the bathroom. You know, I brought my bottle of water and mixed my WPS, and you know, I don't deter from it because I want to get better. I don't want to live with this.
All right, that's another thing I tell everyone. The people who really love life, in my opinion, the most seem to be the ones who are willing to make the most sacrifice in order to restore their own health. What are your reasons for loving life like this?
My family. I mean, I have two children, and I've put in my post several times that, you know, they're adults, and one is getting ready to graduate from veterinarian school, and it's, you know, it's just they're my life. So I live for them, for my kids and my husband, and I have two dogs that have, I believe, have more gallons as well, and they're getting better very slowly.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you're not getting any outside input?
No, not at all,
okay.
Except for, again, recipes.
Okay. And you're doing all the homework assignments I asked you to do without really hemming and hawing, or is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
yeah, and one of the reasons is because, you know, I number one, want to get better, but also I want to lighten your job a little bit so you can help others. So if I'm on the phone with you arguing about what's working and what's not, and I don't want to try certain things because I don't agree with you, it's going to take time away from other people. So I just, you know, I do everything you tell me to do, and it's helped.
Okay. Well, what percentage do you feel you've accomplished since December?
Well, when I was in Denver, I was 100%. I mean, I felt so good in Denver. I don't know why, if it was the altitude or the dry. You know, I live in...
Clean air.
Yeah, right.
Right.
I would say I'm probably 80%. I mean, I, you know, like I said, I was bedridden. I couldn't hold food down, and I lost 25 pounds in 1 month. And I'm gaining weight. I'm walking a couple miles a day, and I'm working full time, which I'm very thankful for because I, you know, really thought I was going to lose my job, but I was able to work. And you know, it's been tough. I'm not going to lie. To, you know, sit here and at work, I meet with customers, and to sit with customers and feel like I have bugs crawling on my face is it's terrible. But, you know, like you told me, you know, put your big girl pants on and, you know, I do what I can to alleviate some of the symptoms. And that's, you know, the coconut lotion that I posted and stuff like that.
And that's an interesting thing, that alfalfa, whatever that thing is. But, man, that's been around now for a while. And it seems to be a favorite of many people. I think it's the fact that it's not that expensive, and everybody really thinks it's very helpful. I think T is one of those people who might have brought it here, or maybe it was Peter, who knows. But anyway, we're glad you found it. We're glad you use it. We're glad you like it. Did you see the email I sent you on the Ahava sale?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I always
push,
I love. All right, but I always wait for sales because that's the only time I can afford them. Hi, Donald. Do you have a question for me or Lori?
Yes, I do. I have a question for Lori. What makes you think that your dogs have the M?
Well, I have a Labradoodle. Her name is actually Lola, and she's very itchy, her skin, and she had a very large bubble under her skin, and she has small ones as well. And I think just the itching is probably an indication. She's younger. My older dog is a Yorkie. She's 5 pounds, and she has had problems with her eyes. She has some of the fibers, and she's all of her, you know, her teeth are a mess, and I think that's an indication as well.
Do you have
big lumps under her skin.
Okay. Do you have that dog on Silva? It drops in the eyes and orally?
Yes, interesting you asked me that. So I put the silver in her eyes, and I'm not kidding. In 3 weeks, her eyes were perfectly clear and fine. And I've been to the vet 100 times for her eyes, and they could not help her. And the silver did. And
wonderful.
they get a teaspoon of silver every night. Yep.
Very good. That's great. I got another question for you, Lori. Do you believe the disease cycles?
As in, it goes away and comes back?
Yeah. The symptoms going away and coming back, right?
Well, I believe that the symptoms, if they go away, yes, you can. I did get rid of it. Like I put in my post that I thought I was completely recovered, and it came back with a vengeance. And so I think that, you know, there are ways to reduce it, but I've never been able to get rid of it, and I think on this protocol is really the only way.
When it came back with a vengeance, what did you change?
Well, when I first got this disease, I was fogging my house every 3 to 4 days. And I was, you know, using different protocols, but I was taking MSM and I can't remember what else, a bunch of stuff that I had, you know, read online. And when it came back, it was, I was partying too hard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lori, when you say fogging your house, what were you fogging it with?
Cedar side.
Yeah, I tried that too for, I don't know, 6 months. Okay.
Yep,
did you
I
have
did
any?
3 years.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
And it helps with the flyers, you know, the stuff, the dusty flyers, but it doesn't get rid of it.
All right, area code, It's the what's-their-names couple, Diane and Paul. Good morning again.
Hi, good morning. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Paul, Hi, Paul and I have to travel next month, and we were wondering if you took your WPS on the plane, was that the 4-ounce bottles that we get? Did they allow you to carry those on the plane?
No, I reduced them down to 2 or 3 ounces. I bought glass bottles on Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. And then just
The same thing, Deanna, who was the first treasurer of the He Cures All Foundation, did. When she traveled, she reduced them into glass jars with nothing on it. Nobody knew what it was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I put droppers. I brought 2 droppers and a shot glass.
Oh, boy, you loaded for bear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was in the bathroom on the flight taking my WPS, my shot.
Well, how many drops are you up to? And was the shot glass big enough?
I do multiple shots. You know, I fill it up, and then I do a chaser. You know, like a shot of, you know, Maker's Mark or whatever you drink. Yeah, so I do a couple of chasers if I'm traveling.
Okay. Yeah, to get all the water down with it. Okay, great. Thanks for that info. Yeah, we were wondering how we were going to do that on the plane. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Robin, come in, Robin.
Hello?
Hello?
You have a question, Robin?
Well, I was just going to say the Crystal Pure, our new WPS, sells it in a 2-ounce bottle. You can buy 2-ounce bottles.
I know, but it's got a label on it.
Yeah, it does.
And no labels. Don't ask. You have a label, you get questions.
Maybe we could take the labels off, but...
Well, you could, but then if you heat it, it might blow up. No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Robin, but, you know, everybody gets... Hey, going back to 2013, they started using the little 2-ounce clear glass bottles, and they're not expensive. And if you need them, I think someone once sent me 100 of them, okay?
No problem. And they sell on Amazon the dark glass bottles, which I...
Yeah, that's the ones.
Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you, someone sent me 100 of them. I think I've used 3 in, like, you know, 4 years. All right, let's get on here and let's ask. All right, Lisa. At the gym, Lisa?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Oh, you are at the gym?
No, I had to run to the grocery store, and so it was urgent that I get here, so I ran over here while I was listening to the call. I'm sorry. I can't go into all the details right now.
There's a lot of background noise.
I'm sure.
Why don't you wait until you get back in your car so everyone can hear you?
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have a question? Okay. All right. Lori, is there anything else that you'd like to say, or this is going to go down as the shortest call in history?
No, I mean, if anybody ever wants to talk, please, you know, reach out to Mel and get my cell number. I don't mind speaking. I'm not a psychiatrist or anything, so I can't help you there, but I certainly can. I had a nice conversation with Claire, and so, you know, I'm willing to talk to anybody that has questions on, you know, some of the things I do to relieve the symptoms. And I hope everyone has a good Mother's Day.
Okay, well, one of the things about you is you don't suffer from enormous amount of stress.
No, and that was thanks to you, because I don't know if you remember the first time I talked to you and John. I was a mess, and you talked me off the cliff, and you told me that, you know, I was not going to get better if I didn't... you know, get into a better frame of mind, and that's helped immensely. It's helped my family as well, because it was difficult for them because they couldn't help me. They don't have this, and I'm the only one. And, you know, it was hard for them. So it's helped. So thank you.
Yeah, well, no. That's so important. I tell everybody in the beginning, especially those who are afraid and keep pushing and pushing me to give them answers that there's no specific answer for, you got to get over the fear. Well, no matter what, you are not going to get well. Because the endorphins that are created by fear are equal to sugar. And that feeds this disease. All right, 845, who's that again now?
Rasha.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, question.
I have a question for Lori, because you mentioned that you weren't able to eat and you lost 25 pounds in a month. I'm in that position right now, and mm-hmm. when I try to eat, I get extremely nauseous for hours afterwards, even if it's just like a couple of sips of broth. So I've already lost 20 pounds, and I'm not sure how to get past that.
Okay, well, I would go ahead, Lori. I was going to tell her that she's got to start looking in the delicious recipes and picking from the pictures things she like. Start eating the way that we have to eat when we're ill.
Yeah, and I think as you get better, the symptoms of that will go away. Unfortunately, you know, it took some time. I would say it took about a month for that to go away. And the really interesting thing, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not totally religious. I do go to church every Sunday. But when I became very sick, my company's system was hacked by the Russians, and they took our whole system for ransom. And it took us a month to get it back. And that's when I was sick in bed. So it was almost like a gift. And so when I ate, I laid down. And you know, it's rough. I feel bad. The first couple of months after you get on the protocol, it takes a little time to get better. But you will. And I was very nervous about the WPS. And that, to me, has been the one thing that I think is something that we can't do without. I mean, we're not going to get better without it, and it's helped me immensely. I'm not afraid of it anymore.
Did you tell me after you got over the fear of it, you called it a game changer, I think?
Yes, absolutely.
I try to explain to everyone, they are not going to get well without this particular product. Okay? It doesn't work like that. And a lot of people are afraid, but it's just misinformation that you've been fed by, you know, greedy, corrupt people. It's not expensive enough, and they can't write a script for it. All right, 845, that was you, Raji? Yep.
Yeah, I have another question about the Sovereign Silver and the WPS.
Okay.
Where can I find out how much of that to take? Like, I've looked all through the website for protocols. It's very difficult to figure out exactly what to do.
Okay, well, we're going to have this guy called Robert Scott Bell here on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he's going to talk all about silver and other subjects. But if you put his name in the search engine and you listen to any calls that he was on from More Communication is Better, and then things he's written, you'll see that in the beginning, if people are very, very sick, he recommends three teaspoons a day. Okay, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one at night. And if you look on our protocol page, okay, we have protocol for every scenario, and it lists. So when you and I get together, I think after the weekend, I'll show you where to find things that you haven't found yet.
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Chrissy?
Yeah, and Mel, that's a good point. I just want to add that I purchased all the protocol before I spoke to Mel and sat on it probably for a month. I didn't understand it either, and I read everything. And that's why I think coaching is so important, is because he walks you through the protocol and explains to you everything that you have to take, when you have to take it. And as a good example, you have to take Sovereign Silver on an empty stomach. And that's all in the protocol that he explains to you. So if you can afford coaching, definitely, you know, try to purchase it.
Right. And if you can't afford coaching, you apply to the foundation. And by the way, Raji, I got your application. And as soon as I can get my hands around the throat of the accountant, I'll get together with him. I'll have to buy him breakfast to give him the paperwork. So hang in there.
Okay.
All right. Now we're back up to, wait a minute, what happened to Chrissy? Did you fall off the call again? Man, I'll tell you, Chrissy's, oh, there she is. Chrissy, come in, Chrissy, before the phone dies.
I mean, it's a brand new phone, so I mean, it was happening with the old one, so I'm rather frustrated that it's...
Yeah, well, you know what it is?
No.
The Brits are getting ready to invade Scotland again.
Oh, dear. Well, apologies if this cuts out. It's already cut out about 7 times, and sorry, Mel, I keep coming in, but I just wanted to say, Laurie, it's tremendous that you're doing so well in such a short time, and thank you for your post on the forum, and also for speaking here in this call, because it's really, really positive and really helpful for, especially for newbies coming on, and just to hear someone that's, I mean, you're not even, you've only been at this in December, which is, so I'm just really happy for you that you're doing a lot better. Even you're seeing your two dogs get better slowly, and, you know, my experience was, is that I improve, then my dog improves as well. And I think, you know, because, you know, your environment's better as well, and you're not shedding the same amount, and you know, so it's a bit well done you for, you know, sticking to it all perfectly and working really hard at it, and even bringing your wee bottles of WPS into, you know, when you're on the plane and stuff. I mean, that's dedication. But absolutely, it's so important to follow all of some of the parts, and you're doing it. So thank you. As I say, you really will help a lot of people just posting and even just talking about this. It's really helpful. And that was lovely to hear about dog just having this for 3 weeks. In the dog's eyes, and the eyes were better. So even things like that, you don't know how many people this will help, you know, might help the dogs as well. So thanks for that.
Oh, yeah,
well, thank you.
A very animal-friendly place, the only place where the leader sings to a dog on another continent.
Yeah.
No, thank you, Chrissy. I, you know, and I want to thank you. When I started with Mel, one of the things he told me was read, read, read. And I read everything. I read the whole website. And your posts were amazing because, you know, it really explained a lot of things and how to help my pets. And so thank you. And to those of you who are new, you know, read everything you can in the forum, because it's amazing the stuff you learn and the hope it gives you, because you see other people that have gotten better. So thank you.
Thank you, Chrissy. We got hands up. I'm happy as, you know, all out. All right. Oh, it's back to the what's their name couple. I'm in Paul and Diane.
I've got another question. Laurie, since you're progressing so quickly, are you in? Hello? Hi.
I'm
sorry, you cut out.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm just wondering, since you're progressing so fast, are you still increasing your WPS drops, or are you kind of staying at the 7 drops?
I'm at 3 drops in the morning and 4 drops at night.
Can you believe it, Diane? Can you believe it?
No, you're doing so well on such a small amount of WPS. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, but she does every single thing right. Her body tolerance is going to be different than everybody else's. She may never get to 6 and 5 before she's gone. But the more you focus on what I try to tell you to do, I swear to you, the better you're going to get quicker. Okay? Because that's why I'm here. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here because I promised I would do my damnedest if I didn't die. Get my word. That's why I'm here. Come in,
and
Donald.
I mean, to add to that, you know, we all have different immune systems, and, you know, everybody on this call could be doing the same thing I'm doing, and you're just going to heal differently. And, you know,
everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is different. Been saying that for a long time. But I'm allowed to be amazed when someone has done so well, so quick. Okay, it really makes me happy. All right, come on in, Donald.
Yeah, Laurie, I'd like to ask you, what toxic burdens were in your life when you contracted this disease? You know, such as mold or metals or what?
I have mold toxicity, so as I put in my post, my husband and I became empty nesters, and we decided to move into a condo on the water, and we had to wait for it to be built. So we moved into a furnished home, and it was a friend's house, and that's where I caught it. And one of the things that was in this home besides, you know, whatever, was mold. And I moved out of that house quickly, but not quick enough. I mean, it just really overcame my body pretty quickly. I was only in that house for 4 months, and I was, you know, I had it pretty bad quickly.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, if mold was involved.
Absolutely. So many times, because, you know, Donald, I know you do the research, and I know that when you do the research, they say that over 68% of the homes in America have mold, and the people don't know it. So mold's right up there in Lyme and Candida and the emotional stress of a car wreck, losing someone you love, anything that knocks your immune system out makes you a candidate for disease today, because disease lingers in the air. All right. Back up here.
And just to add to that, Donald, one of the things I do, and I think Gail talked about this, I use dehumidifiers in my home. Even though I don't have mold, I keep my house around 40% humidity. I wish I could get it lower, but I live in Florida, so it's just not going to be possible.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Thank you for that.
All right. So now we're going back up to area code. Oh, boy. 512. Gail?
No.
Carol? No. How about 3 for $1? Who is 512? Come in, please.
Patricia.
Oh, okay. Let me write that next to your name. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Patricia. Welcome again.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, how do I deal with the laundry issues?
Okay. Are you a subscriber to the website for $5 a month?
I'm the one that had the difficulty, and now the website's probably not a problem, but my phone has been. I mean, I tried last week to get both days to get on here, and I don't know for sure what the issue is, but it's been heck.
Okay, so now, okay, let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Do you have a tablet or a computer?
Not that it's functioning at the moment.
Okay,
all I have is just my smartphone.
No, I understand, but that's probably the least effective way to utilize the website. Reason being, it's tiny print, and it's stressful to read and read and read when it's so tiny. Number two, it configures different. I could be trying to talk to you about something, and you can't see what I'm saying because I'm not looking on a phone. I don't have a cell phone. I don't want a cell phone. I have my laptop affixed to my 27-inch screen and a phone that's almost as old as I am. You know, so, I mean, you're going to need to think about getting one of those things repaired as part of the cost of getting well.
Okay. Patricia, do you have a front load washer or a top load?
Okay, good. Then that's no problem. All you have to do is put the word laundry, just the one word, laundry, in the search engine. You read all the things that people did that they felt were successful, and you think about which one you think you would like to try because you think that sounds most like what you would do. Then you can also put cleaning clothes, only two words, but not together, separately. Read all of that. Then if you have questions from everything you read, you make a list and you get a hold of me and we'll go over what I think. Okay, because you're probably not going to do what I did, but there are so many people that have had success, there's just a lot to read and decision to be made.
Yeah, and just really quickly, Patricia, one of the things I stopped right away was using towels, cotton towels, because these things, they bury themselves in towels, so go on to Amazon and just get those microfibers. You know, those microfiber towels? I do use them once, and then I wash them. But I use Arm & Hammer liquid soap and Arm & Hammer powder as a booster because it has baking soda in it. And I use Autoban in the bleach cycle. Those all can be purchased on Amazon or, you know, really anywhere. And people used to tell me this, and I never believed it, but as you get better, your laundry will get better.
Your whole environment gets better as you get better. And all the weight loss comes back when you get better. And if you lost your hair, don't worry about it. That, too, comes back when you get better.
Right.
If you don't believe me, you can ask the people who got better and still come back to try to help me now and then. So,
right.
I mean... Mm-hmm. If you worry, you're defeating the purpose, okay? Because if you do it and you get well, you're going to be a better place than you ever were prior to getting sick. And anyone who gets well is going to tell you that. Your appreciation for life will change forever, and you will take things more seriously about protecting your health and the health of your families or anyone who will listen to you. Hmm. All right, let's get over here to Ruth Ann. Come on in, Ruth Ann.
Hi, everybody. My comment about getting better has got to do with the fact that I think people that don't have other medical issues get better quicker than people that have other medical issues. I'm, for one, have other medical issues, and I'm at 3 years. And I've had several things happen, and I just I'm doing well, basically, as far as the Mergellans go. But I think that my other medical issues have, and I think Mel and I have talked about it, and he agrees with me that that's, you know, part of the problem. So just want to say that, okay?
everybody's situation, just like everybody's body, is different. Okay? And you have a multitude of other health issues. And unfortunately, you lost your best friend, your husband. And I mean, all these things have prolonged the complete restoration. But we both know that I'm not sure that I can fix your back.
No, right now, I wish somebody could. It's really been bothering me the last few days.
Ruth Ann, sweetie, I know, okay? The trees had leaves and winter came back. And the barometer is vacillating insanely, and it's creating a lot of pain for me on my bad knee and my good hip, which is on the side of my bad knee. But,
yeah,
you know, never give up hope, honey. I was in a wheelchair for 32 years before I met the magician. Okay?
Yes. I have not given up hope.
That's
but,
all.
But, you know, it's some days it's hard not to, but I have not done that.
No, I know you haven't, by the nature of the fact that you're here all the time. All right, and we talk 3 times a week, or 2 times a week at least. All right, you, I'm going to let you go because we got so many people with more hands. Thank you, Ruth Ann. All right, back up here to, oh boy, Patricia again. Go ahead, girl.
Am I the only Patricia?
Well, right at the moment, you're the only Patricia. Now, I could look in the folders and see if we have many Patricia. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm just listening intently. I didn't have my hand up.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we only have one rule here, and everyone breaks it. And when I break it, they all laugh at me. And the rule is you're not allowed to be sorry.
Oh, yeah. You told me that last time. Sorry.
Here we go again. Sorry. All right, wait a minute, you. Come on back, Ruth Ann. You must have something else to say. All right, the hands keep coming. Ruth Ann?
I'm done.
I'm done? Oh, geez, please. Do we send flowers? What do you mean you're done?
I just said that the reason that some people take longer to heal is because they have other medical issues.
Okay, well, hey, repetition is good, my dear. No worries.
Yeah.
All right, back up here again. Now, you're going to tell me, Patricia, you didn't raise your hand again?
No.
Well, man, yeah, you've got an automatic 5-star going.
Dale.
Who's got their hand up? Okay, it's Dale.
Dale.
Who?
Dale.
Gail? Dale. Hi,
yeah,
Gail. I don't see
hi.
Your hand. That's all right. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Lori mentioned she put something in the rinse cycle of her clothes, and I didn't get what that product was.
Audubon.
It's called Audobon. Audubon. And you can get it on Amazon.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know if that's what's working. One of the things I also do is try to stay away from cotton. I wear everything polyester, and they make some nice stuff out of polyester, but if I wear cotton, I know it's not going to be a good day. You know what I'm saying? So try to stay away from cotton. That's my biggest advice to you.
Okay, well, here we go again, Lori, in the sense that now this is one time where, you know, I have to bring out that doesn't hold true for everybody. In the 4 years that I was sick, I never threw away anything. Nothing.
No, I didn't say throw it away. No.
No clothes. No cotton. Okay? Now, some people can't handle it, and then there are others that it's not a problem. So let's let people figure it out,
okay,
as opposed to making any set rule. Oh, someone has a kitten. Very nice. All right. Rockin' Robin, you have something you want to add?
I was just going to say I wear cotton. In fact, I buy these big men's T-shirts, and I wear them like a dress at the house. And the only thing is I wash my clothes twice in WPS. And then you can put Clean Green in the rinse cycle. And that's what I do, and it works for me. And I wear cotton all the time. So.
Okay, well, that's why everybody is different, guys. And there's no kidding about that. There is no fast and set rule. But to get to the answer quickly, I quiz all of you when we talk. I make you laugh. I tell you jokes. I ask you stories. And I always give you questions, and you don't even know they're questions. And it's the answers that tell me exactly what's going on. And that's the beauty of not having to see any of you to be able to help you. Okay. So that's why, to me, coaching is important. I don't get rich coaching, I promise. Okay. But I have a hell of a lot better ratio with people that I have a chance to talk to all the time. Okay. Do you have any other questions? Come on, there got to be another question or so. Where's Donald? What's up, Donald?
I have a question.
Who's I?
I is Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God! Hey, Lisa, are you still with us? Oh, that's too bad. Oh, really, that's too bad.
I was on, but my Star 5 is not working, so I just butt in, so.
No, I was hoping Lisa was still hanging out because I knew who I was hoping was still hanging out. I see you, Lisa. I see you, dear. Okay. Hey, Lori.
Lori, yes.
Okay, Lola.
Yes, Lori.
Babe, do you know who this is, Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
Were we just talking about Mickey Mouse this morning?
We were, yes. Hi, Mickey Mouse. Hey, and I hear you're in Florida, so, maybe we can, through mail, get together.
I would love that.
All right, how you doing?
What part of Florida are you in? Where are you located, Mickey Mouse?
Down south.
Okay. Nice.
All right.
Are you in Boca by any chance?
I'm very close.
Okay.
We'll do it.
All right, good. We'll get this done another time. Just like insanely happy that she shows up today, and I've been talking to you about her and Sunny Dale. That name is not Sunny Dale. Both from Florida. Okay, this is a good thing. Mickey, how you doing? Give these kids some hope, honey.
Yeah, I wanted to just amen so many things that I've heard today. Everybody does heal differently. I've never given up wearing cotton. I only wear cotton pretty much. Just every single thing that all those who are on the way to healing have shared is just amazing to hear over and over again. That's why the calls and mail are so important, because repetition is just another way to remember, because sometimes we get a little foggy. So just continue, all your newbies, just continue on the path, whether you've just started, it's been a few weeks, a few months, or even a few years. Since I think it was my third year anniversary, maybe, that I was, you know, feeling at my best. So just keep going. God is so faithful. And he remembers each and every one of you and knows each and every one of your hairs on your head and what you've been experiencing. So don't give up.
You know, it's funny. I still remember singing to you when you first came here because you were so frightened.
That's right.
Oh.
Yep, you can... Sing to me and Holly whenever you want.
Say what now?
You can sing to me and Holly whenever you want.
True, different songs. Holly wound up getting Justin's song. Remember? Do you remember Justin?
Yes.
Remember him, Twiggy and Twanny? I mean, I thought it was like the Beatles reincarnated or something. They were all teenagers, kids. They all came here broke, and they all did those three free things: rest, sleep, diet, and water for 3 months. All three of them, teenagers, were able to procure part-time jobs, and after that I put them on the foundation because I knew they were serious. All three got well, and Twani and Justin, they'll come around once in a while. But
repetition is
going to be part of restoration.
Mm-hmm.
We all had brain fog intermittently. And the more you hear the same thing over and over and over, that's why I have asked these people to come back and talk. Because you're going to hear them tell you, yeah, listen to the crazy old man.
If anyone wants to get in touch with me, please, it's fine. If anybody wants my number, they can get it from you. I would more than happy to share. Pray.
Thank you.
Whatever. Sure.
Okay. It appears that... Okay, hey, Mickey?
Yes, dear.
You will be always one of my favorites. You always come around and help. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
All right.
Stay on the listen. Bye-bye.
I have a question. Gail.
All right, Gail, what's up?
Lori mentioned something about alfalfa. Is that what she uses in a bath, or?
No, isn't that a moisturizing cream?
Oh.
Wait, I'm sorry, Gail. What are you asking about alfalfa soap?
No, alfalfa.
No, it's alfalfa coconut lotion.
Oh,
I don't take baths. I don't because I just feel like, you know, if you sit, especially in hot water, it's just not good for your skin. So I take showers, and I will use salsa soap, and I use the alfalfa coconut lotion.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
Are there any other questions? Okay, here we go. Robin, come in.
It's called alfalfa. Alfalfa.
Yes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Everyone knows my English is not great, so don't pick on me.
But you can look it up under Everyday Coconut.
Sweetie, it's on the website in like four different posts on the front page. I mean, everybody who uses it really likes it. And, you know, I'm just stuck with something I started. Let's see if I'm 76. So I started using what I'm using 34 years. No, you wish it was only 34 years ago. 64 years ago. So I'm stuck in a hole, you know. But everyone who uses that alfalfa or whatever you want to call it, say it again.
Alfalfa.
Oh, boy, man, I'd have to go back and get French lessons. Alfalfa.
A-L-A, alfalfa.
All right, no Tia loves it. Now, Tia, didn't you drop in here?
Yeah, my call was dropped.
Okay, well, I didn't do it, okay, because I'm happy.
Are you sure?
I'm positive because now the new people won't really get this at all, but... Tia is my new accomplice in the further adventures of Mella Mullet. Tia was controlling the drones that blew a hole in the prison walls that allowed me to escape tomorrow morning. I'm only telling you ahead of time. So be sure to look for little Tia, my new accomplice in the further adventures of Mella Mullet, lousy lawyer. Nobody's laughing, all right?
I am.
Well,
silently laughing.
Wait a minute, I'll get you to laugh. All right. You know, we've been doing a show on Grow Your Own Vegetables. It was all right the first time, the first call. I had really two very interested people, okay? And then the second call, which was last Wednesday, I had 11 penguins and 2 dogs. No people. And it was really disheartening. So, I don't think we're going to continue with grow your own vegetables, but we're going to do special classes for free for anyone who is interested, as were the two that have come to the calls. All righty. Nobody laughed at that either. All right. Lori, Mickey, should I sing? Will that get him to laugh? Yeah, that'll get him to laugh. All right. That's it, guys. I can't.
Yes.
Even...
Yes,
what?
Sing. Yes,
no,
sing.
No. Those, it's individual, you know, stuff. Can't sing in front of a large audience. All righty. Now, next week we're going to have about 3 or 4 different people who got well to come back, give you their name, give you the area they're from, and give you probably 5, 6, 10 minutes each, and then answer questions for you. And then on the 21st, we have Robert Scott Bell, which is probably one of the best young holistic practitioners on the planet. Has his own show, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Put it in your search engine. And he comes every 2 months or so, and he talks about different things, the virus, 5G, different things. But he also has great understanding of sovereign silver and has taught many of you how to use it in eradicating mold toxicity out of your lungs. So you can learn about that by putting his name in our search engine and going and reading and listening to his calls from the past, or you can join us on the 21st. On the 28th of this month, we are going to have Meet the Manufacturers Part 3. We're going to have Tatiana from Sovereign Silver. We're going to have John from Logos Nutritionals. And we're going to have me representing SD and the new WPS. And after that, I have no clue. Probably get Kathy come by sometime in early June. And as many people as I can hook up to come by and say hello, even if it's for 10 minutes on these Saturday calls, people who got well here, it's good for all of you to know that those who did what we asked them to do got better. It's not easy. I never said it was easy. But it's doable. Any last questions before we call it a day, even though this is a short call? Okay. Go ahead, Donald. I didn't think you were going to leave without one more. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Laurie, I was just wondering, is biofilm exiting your body anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I had biofilm on my scalp and my hair, and that's one of the things that, you know, is going to be my last holdout. However, my hair stopped falling out as much, and I can feel, you know, that my hair is getting softer over time. It was really coarse. And I do have, you know, now it's very small amounts of biofilm, but I did have it in the beginning quite a lot when I first started the protocol.
Okay. I was just curious about that. Thank you for that. So do you have it in your eyes and ears and nose pretty much, your sinus
system?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Everywhere. It was everywhere. I mean, the Sovereign Silver has helped me immensely with all of that.
So you're doing the drops in the eyes and the nostrils as well?
Yeah, in my ears, and I use the gel on my face.
Oh, okay, great.
And I even put the gel in my ears. For some reason, the left side of my body is worse than the rest of my body, so I'll lather on some of that gel on my neck. But yeah, I had it everywhere.
Okay, thank you.
It was a nightmare.
You know, Donald, one of the blessings, okay, her mold toxicity was only four months.
Yeah, that's huge. Yep.
All right, so she got away light, and she just like I said, Donald, she's out of that environment, and she does every single thing I ask.
Yeah. No, that's what it takes. What a blessing getting out as quick as you did.
I know. I thank God and Mel.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Got it.
And the people on the call. I mean, I've, like I said, I read the website and all of you post and gave me so much encouragement, and that kept me going. So thank you. I love your posts, Donald, and all your recipes.
Good. That'll put some weight on you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Lisa's back, and I guess she's in the car. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lori, did you have, like, these little stick things all through your house? I find those sticks, and they're in the dog's bed, and I'm doing everything with the dog. She's doing better. She seems okay, but these things are all over her still. Like, I'm giving her the silver, I'm giving her a probiotic, I'm giving her fish oil, I'm giving her, like, a vitamin. I'm doing everything I can with her, taking her for long walks, and then, I don't know. I mean, I think I'm similar to Ruth Ann in the fact that I've had these coexisting things. So I try all these things and they sort of help and somewhat get better, but I'm still really having trouble, you know?
Yeah. Lisa,
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was thinking about you this morning because yes, I do have sticks. I vacuum those up, and, you know, unfortunately, yeah, my dogs still have that in their bodies, or it's coming off of me. I don't know where it's coming from. One of the things that I'm doing differently is I put my dog on the suggested flea medication. It's now called Stronghold. It was called something else in the past. I put them on that because it does have the parasitic medication as well, and I think that's what's helping them, but, you know, not quite sure.
All right, we have more questions, so let me get to it. Okay, is that you, Nancy?
This is Diane again.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Paul was wondering, how did you know if biofilm is coming off your body?
I only know because it was on my scalp and on my hair. I mean, you can feel it on your hair, and I can feel it. You can feel it. It feels like, you know, my head... My scalp, it felt like someone was, you know, cracked an egg on my head, and you could feel just the gooiness, I guess, is, you know, the only way I can explain
it.
You know,
that's a good way to describe it, because many people describe their biofilm as, you know, like a clear gel or something they don't get.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many forms of biofilm. Okay, my biofilm came in the sort, and this is a long time ago, heavy metals were the thing that that was, you know, like in that time frame for those who were ill. And then it wound up being glass metal, and it wound up being the gel, glass, and metal. I mean, it's incredible that, you know, and then some people who think they have psoriasis, well, that is the way they are, their biofilm. So, I mean, there's just... Oof, a lot of different ways, and you're going to know you're shedding something somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can see it. And one of the things I had a lot of when I first went on the protocol was the glitter. My body was spewing glitter everywhere. It looked like Christmas in my house.
I think glitter was between a metal and glass. But it's all there, all of it, okay? And different people have that different form. Yeah, there are some people who have it coming out of their feet, and it's a gel. And boy, that's a biofilm, because that's a real exit point, the feet. But again, everybody's different, so it's going to manifest itself slightly different. I'm going to get back to everybody. I see you. Come on in, Robin, and then I'll get back to you, Lisa.
You did me, Mel.
Yeah, I did you because you had your hand up.
Oh, I was just going to tell them, don't forget you can bathe your dog in Clean Green, the diluted form of Clean Green, and they can talk to Kathy about it, but it's great for dogs, and it does kill the pathogens. So.
All righty, you heard her. Dunk your dog in Clean Green. No. And Lisa.
Lori, I just had one more thing. I read on your blog, and I was actually doing this where at night, I scrub my head down with the Clean Green and toothbrush, and then I put some conditioner with a few drops of the oregano oil, and I'm starting to feel like that is somewhat effective. Then I wash all that out, put the Clean Green in, and then put olive oil and then the oregano oil and put that in, and I sleep with that overnight.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oregano oil is amazing. So that's I still do it.
You do? Okay. I haven't lost my hair. I don't have hardly any hair, but that's not from this. It was from the other thing. And so I just, I'm trying to make, put that stuff on it, because they seem to culminate. Like if I take my finger and go across one of the strands of hair, I can feel those teeny tiny little like sand like things on every strand. It's horrible,
Stop. They're exiting the body because your internal body is now starting to fight back. They're evacuating the premise, and you are the premise, my dear. Our bodies are their breeding ground. And they come out of you in their little black dots. They're trying to escape the fact that you are able to fight them now with your body and the products that you're taking, which are making you stronger. And at some point in time, when you get month two and three, they start killing this thing. Okay? So that's good. Stuff that comes out of you better out than in is one of the guiding principles. And you can't let it frighten you, because that's a natural process of healing, which can be read in a subheading called Herxheimer, a.k.a. the healing crisis, on the bottom of the four lines. When you're in any part of the website, you have the big white black border and the white subheadings. Herxheimer reaction, a.k.a. the healing crisis, and in the guiding principles, number 5, better out than in. All right. Let me get back
to Lori, do you use any of that oregano oil on your skin? I only use like a few drops,
Yeah, but you need to carry your oil so you don't burn yourself.
Right. Okay, so I do have a carrier oil. I've been using coconut oil every single night based on some previous stories. Believe me, when I put it all over my body, those little things like sting and bite me for like 3 hours after I do it. It's horrible.
Well, they don't
like it. I do it every night.
They don't like it. You know what the good news is? At some point, the stinging and the biting becomes less.
It'll go away. Yeah, it'll go away.
You can't rush. It takes time. Even with the best of them, it took 5 months for her to get here. You're only here a couple of months, okay, so just relax. Everything's going to be fine if you just keep on keeping on.
Yeah, and Lisa, I that's a good point. I used to do that. I don't have any more biting. I had it really bad over my whole body, but really bad on my feet. And I would put socks on, but I would put the oil and the mix in with the carrier lotion. and put socks on, and that helps immensely. But yeah, oregano oil is amazing. It's stuff that we take.
I agree. It's just, I didn't know if you did it on your body or just on your head, because it's easier to dilute with the carrier oil or the conditioner. So I wasn't sure. I was a little bit nervous to do, because I'm buying 100% virgin coconut oil and then putting like two or three drops sometimes in that, and then adding that on top of my hair. Or if not that, I use the olive oil. If not that, I use some of the other oils that I bought. So I just change it up so it's not the same every time.
Yeah, you might want to try the coconut lotion, and be like Mel said, just be really careful, because oregano oil will burn you. It burnt my neck pretty bad, and so be careful. But yeah, it helps a lot.
Okay.
Oregano oil is in our candida rid, guys, because we know they hate it, and that's why when you get to certain points, things start coming out of you, and they're black and they're dark, because you become inhospitable. Okay, and then when they start becoming beige and sand, you're at the close to the end. And then when you think you're there, boom, and you get one more smack in the face, and you want to cry. I call that Custer's last stand. And that's the disease uniting with the forces that are left to try to prevent you from achieving your goal. Any more questions? I've been saying that for a long time. It's Custer's last stand. All right. I'm glad you all joined us today. We're going to be back again next week. I gave you the lineup for the weeks coming. Tomorrow's prayer and fellowship. And it's Mother's Day. Donald, you want to give him an early Sunday blessing to the mothers?
Yeah, I'll do that tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to rush you.
Nope.
Oh, by the way, congratulations. Last night's game was pretty good, you know.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yep.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. And you new people, my email address is everywhere. So if you want to get a hold, send me an email, and I'll try to hook up with you ASAP. And again, it's Saturday. We have coaching hours this afternoon between 2 and 4 Pacific, which you calculate your time zone, 2 and 4 Pacific. We'll see you tomorrow at prayer or later on in a coaching call. Everybody have a great day. Thank you all so much. Thanks, Laurie, you know, for helping out and sharing, you know, your wonderful story. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you, Laurie.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Is that you, Nancy? Nope, you just left. All right. Nope. Okay, well, hey.